Welcome to Montrose Fresh from the Montrose Daily Press. We're here to bring you a closer look at our top stories, events, and more that matter to us here in Western Colorado. Normally, you would find 11-year-old Dylan Gasson out on the soccer field after school. But this summer, the newly promoted sixth grader is swapping his soccer ball for a lawnmower. Before we jump in, a quick message. Today's episode is brought to you by Elevate Internet. Whether it's for your home or your business, they offer the best speeds at the best price. Right now, if you refer a friend, you can get $25 off. Give them a call for more information at 844-386-8744 or visit them at elevateinternet.com to learn more. Now, our feature story. Normally, you would find 11-year-old Dylan Gasson out on the soccer field after school. But this summer, the newly promoted sixth grader is swapping his soccer ball for a lawnmower. Gasson started his own lawn care business, Grass Choppers, last month after he and his friends brainstormed ways to earn money over the summer. A name, he told the Montrose Daily Press, he came up with himself. When his friends couldn't join due to travel constraints, Gasson decided to move forward alone. Gasson said, "I wanted to stop spending my mom and my family's money, and I wanted to do more by myself." With the help of Susie Conti, Miss Susie's Educational Services, and his parents, Gasson put together a business plan. He balanced school and soccer while learning about, and even marketing, his new venture at events like the Chamber of Commerce's Business Expo in April. Conti, who also tutors Gasson, is proud of the progress he's made. He's doing most of the work himself and sets his prices based on the size of the lawn and offers services like weeding, lawn trimming, and cleanup. But he's still only 11. Gasson says his dad helps with the hardest tasks and things that are out of his reach. For more information on Grass Choppers, contact 970-209-7601. To find out more about this story, visit us at montrosepress.com. You can also stay up to date on stories just like this by joining Neighbor, your trusted neighborhood community. Neighbor is a free online forum you can trust to connect with your community, focus on facts, and make a difference. Join the conversation. Next, Montrose's outgoing Republican representative, Mark Catlin, saw three water bills he sponsored signed into law this week. On May 29th, Governor Jared Polis signed the Water Conservation Board Projects Bill, a bipartisan effort spearheaded by Catlin, which appropriates $20 million for the Shoshone Power Plant water rights, $2 million for turf replacement, and $23 million for water plant implementation. Catlin said that every iteration of this legislation funds a lot of the needed water projects in the state, but this year's bill appropriated $20 million to the Shoshone Power Plant project. On the same day, Polis signed Senate Bill 197, implementing Colorado River Drought Task Force recommendations. It requires the Colorado Water Conservation Board to establish agricultural water protection programs and adjusts conditional water rights for potential energy generation uses. This bill, sponsored by Catlin and other lawmakers, passed unanimously. The final one, House Bill 1362, authorizes gray water treatment systems in new constructions. These systems recycle water for non-drinkable uses like flushing toilets and watering lawns. Catlin emphasized the need for Colorado to adopt new technologies to conserve the state's precious water. That's all for today. Thanks for listening. To learn more about these stories, visit us at montrosepress.com. And don't forget to check out our sponsors, Elevate Internet, at elevateinternet.com. For more than 137 years, the Montrose Daily Press has been dedicated to shining a light on all of the issues that matter to our community. Today, you can get unlimited digital access to our content for just $10 per month. Visit montrosepress.com/subscribe to sign up. Thank you, and don't forget to tune in again next time.